This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. A rough night at home for the Minnesota Wild last night. They lost to New Jersey 5-2 in St. Paul. The Devils never trailed in the game and broke a 1-1 second period tie by scoring four straight goals, building a 5-1 third period advantage. Head coach John Hines says after a good push early, his team didn't have much later.
We had some looks. We just weren't as sharp as we needed to be, you know, tonight, whether it was the first period or through the game. We did have some, you know, real quality looks, but I think overall we just weren't as sharp as we needed to be.
Minnesota got goals from Ryan Hartman and Marcus Foligno. The Wild will host Winnipeg in St. Paul on Thursday. The Minnesota United has a new coach. Cameron Knowles is the new bench boss. He takes over for Eric Ramsey, who left for a job in Europe. There's border battle basketball tonight. The Wolves are in Milwaukee to take on the Bucks, and the Golden Gophers are home to entertain the Badgers. Let's talk Wolves first. They'll try to make it two straight wins. Anthony Edwards says when they win, it's usually due to defense, and that's usually led by Jaden McDaniels.
I don't care if we have 2 points. I don't care if we have 30 points. Like, the way he affect the game in so many ways, like, he's by far my favorite player.
No Rudy Gobert tonight. He's been suspended because of another flagrant foul. Tonight's game will tip off at 7 in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, back here in Minneapolis, Gopher head coach Nico Medved is coaching in his first game against the Badgers as Minnesota coach. He says Wisconsin is playing faster basketball than they traditionally do.
A lot of it's just the pace of play, and, you know, they can hang 90 on you in a hurry if you're not ready. You know, the old teams, you know, didn't really do a lot in transition. These guys will. So they do a great job. I like the way that they play and that they go about their business, but I don't love it.
Tip time tonight is 6 o'clock at the Barn. Former Gopher football player Coy Parrish of Esco's committed to play at Oregon, and Twins star outfielder Byron Buxton will represent the U.S. in the World Baseball Classic this spring. This is MNN Sports.